everyone, and welcome back to the I Don't Know Running podcast, where we share our experiences that make running fun and sometimes not so fun. I'm Lewis, and I'm a self-admitted, lazy runner.
Have you run lately?
Not lately.
Okay. Well, I'm Mitch, and I think I'm ready for Christmas.
Yeah?
At least the gift receiving part of it.
The receiving part. Yeah. Are you ready for the giving? Do you have everything purchased that you need to purchase? Let me put it that way.
I think I do.
Okay.
I think I do.
Yeah. Who does it for the kids?
My wife.
Does it all?
Yeah.
Do you guys sit and discuss it?
No.
No, she takes care of it.
Pretty much. And then she gets really mad at me.
Because you don't help?
Because I'm not much help. And then we always have to figure out what to get for my dad and his wife. And that is... That's impossible.
Yeah. That's very similar on our side. Nicole does make a point, and I do try to help. It's funny because for the girls, she just kind of handles it. But for the grandkids...
You have to...
I help. We usually do kind of do it together.
You could make stuff in the wood shop.
I could. I know. Not necessarily... I mean, I could for the kids... The grandkids,
they would hate it, but
they would hate it,
right?
But it would save us a bunch of money, I'm sure. Here's a fish,
and your grandkids fish, and your grandkids fill out Christmas lists, and they don't ask for cheap stuff.
Oh my goodness, yeah. Our one grandson asked for a Peloton.
Like, I think that's fair.
Yeah, I mean that is. I love his spirit and his attitude, and he additionally had, I believe it was Jack, that had a weight bench,
okay,
circled and some weights. So he wants to be in shape, which is really cool.
You know, you don't know unless you ask.
No, you don't. So yeah, and then one of our granddaughters was asking for, I swear, she was. So we tell them, hey, send us what you want, and so either their mom or they would get on one of their tablets, and we're connected, and they can send us texts. And she's sending us $150 dolls. And we're like, how are these dolls all this expensive? This Lala Loopsie or something like that, dolls. There are a few, that are not over $100, and I don't know why or what makes them what they are, but we found one. Well, I mean, there were a couple, and she did ask for a couple that were not that price range. But man, oh man, it just seemed like doll after doll after doll after doll that she was sending were outrageous. And then Furbies are back, and they're outrageous as well. And you can't get them.
I don't even know what they are.
The little. I don't know, gremlin-looking things
really?
That talk. Yeah. Yeah, so those are back. Our kids, we bought those for our kids.
So you should have them stored somewhere and then just
re-gift
them.
Oh, my goodness. We should. I bet you we could get some decent money for them.
Or just
I'll bet them. You there's one right behind you in that storage area that I am certain there was a time where I was down here. I was like, what is that noise? Somebody's talking, and it was one of those stupid Furbies talking in the bottom of a bin.
You should re-gift it.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Well, vintage. We could probably, yeah. Well, that's vintage. What I mean. Some of these that are expensive are old or whatever. I don't know. And then I guess Stanley Cups is a thing. Stanley mugs are a thing now. So you can't get those right now either. So, I mean, we're over a week away. You should still be able to get this stuff.
So you should get online
2 days
and pay 10 times what it would cost.
Yeah.
Just so you have it.
Yeah, no. So we just had to pass on that thing.
If you really loved them, you would pay 10 times as much.
Yeah. Nicole tried to find it, and then we tried to find it on Amazon, and then we come to find out, I guess that's a popular thing right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so all of this Christmas talk is because we wanted to give everybody that was listening a treat, a little gift.
The treat is me.
Is Mitch.
Yeah.
You get to listen to Mitch.
You're welcome.
Merry Christmas. And with that, that's going to wrap up this week's episode. No, just kidding. No, but we did want to talk to or talk about some things that you can run out last minute. I mean, some of these you could run out. Well, almost all of this you could run out and get right now. So some of this you might be behind the eight ball a little bit, but you can also just write it on a piece of paper and say, this is your gift. I just don't have it yet.
I've donated to the Human Fund.
Yeah. So we wanted to just share some gifts as runners that are just good to get for your runners.
Oh, well, the easiest thing, if you think about it, if you're just that lazy, is just buy a gift card to your favorite running store. I mean, there that's easy.
Yeah.
Done.
Gazelle, Striders.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are the two in our area. And then what's the big one?
Well, we get on online if you go to
Runner's Warehouse.
Yeah.
But no, what's the big one you see at a lot of races? Can't think of it.
Everybody's got a local running store though.
But so this is like always, a bigger chain one, not in the Midwest, but
You should always try to support your local running store.
I mean,
that's where I would start. Is I would go to a local running 100%. Store by you, and if you're not creative, just get a gift card.
Yep.
So if you've already done that, I'm sorry.
And if you're a running store hearing this and we didn't mention you, just send us a $50 gift card and we'll mention you.
50? You're going cheap.
Oh, yeah. That's not even close to a pair of shoes. $150 gift cards.
Right.
And we'll still throw in 20 bucks or 30 bucks and get a pair of shoes.
Right. Thank
but, you. We wanted to go through some gifts that you can run out and get for your runner in the next 7 days, basically.
You can do it today.
You can do it today.
Quit procrastinating and do it.
Yeah, run out. Get it. So the first thing we're going to talk about, stocking stuffers. These are things that you can get these anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Like gloves. Everybody needs gloves this time of year unless you're in, you know, Phoenix.
And yeah, and even then, I mean, I don't know. It gets below 50, and I want gloves on. No, well, maybe not 50, 45. I would say almost actually once it hits the 40s, I'm putting on a light pair of gloves. That guy.
I am laughing at you, but I'm not much different.
47.
As I get older, my hands are always cold.
Yeah, yeah.
The rest of me is cold too. Like I can't handle it.
But if you're thinking now, I can't go get a pair of running. You don't need running gloves. Just gloves. The cheapest ones that are like hanging it.
Get those at the dollar store.
Dollar store. Yep. Yeah.
And
perfect.
And they're perfect. If you're running in the woods, they make good toilet paper
too. Toilet paper. Yeah. Emergency snot rags during races that you end up just chucking. But yeah, every runner could use an extra pair of those just cheap mitten type or knit gloves.
Right. And to go with that, just hand warmers. Hand warmers are easy.
Hand warmers that can then throw into the cheap mitten or glove.
Yeah.
Yeah, hand warmers are one of those things that every runner or most runners should have. If you don't, always have those with you.
Carry them in your pocket of your jacket or pants or whatever.
Or to wherever you're going. Even if you're like, oh, no, it's not going to get that cold. Just take them.
I think I have them in the door of my truck, typically. Perfect. I don't know if I do right now, but yeah, typically there's a couple of those in there.
This time of year, keep them in the vehicle.
Didn't used to be that way, but I've turned into a sissy.
A couple of years ago when we were running the snowmelt, holy cow, man. I mean, it was cold, but I didn't think it was that cold, and I could not keep, we all were struggling to keep our hands warm that day. We were stopping by the little fire things and warming them up.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, hand warmers. Go out and get yourself or get your favorite runner some hand warmers. Another thing that helps keep people warm, some people, Fireball.
Oh yeah.
the little shots that you see at the liquor stores.
That's my favorite. Like Ashley bought Brian like a whole case of the minis one time. I think they're gone, but if you ever watch his videos, there's many shots of all of us doing shots of Fireball during a race. It doesn't always sit well in my stomach, so I try to save it until the end. But
I'm wondering, what was it? What would it be? Probably 70% of his videos probably have a Fireball shot being done though, because that's just something he does. That's just something that.
Well, he's done it during 100 milers.
Oh, he always does it during 100 milers. Like that's a rule almost to help him get through it.
Well, and they do have, there are non-alcoholic versions out there, too. So yep. if you're somebody that doesn't partake, that's fine.
There are a non-alcoholic version.
Right. It's still cinnamony.
Cinnamony and gives you a little shot. And if that's not enough, do a 5-hour energy. Speaking of which, get some 5-hour energies or Red Bull shots or whatever for your runner as well. I remember the first half marathon Nicole and I did. We were clueless. Still are clueless, but even more clueless then.
What's changed?
And we did 5-hour energy or a Red Bull shot or whatever it is before the half marathon that we did. So yeah, those are just some nice stocking stuffers. Some other quick items we threw down were some like hats, just a cheap hat. Again, these are things that every runner could use one more of to just throw in the truck, throw in the vehicle.
You can't have enough hats mm-hmm. laying around. No. I have a million of them. But then I also, those buffs that you get at the race.
Yeah, another one.
Those are
cheap.
Yeah. Cheap. But I have a million of those that are still in bags in my truck.
Yeah.
And so if it's really cold and you got to cover your neck.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Man, those things are side note. You think, well, just throw that on for your ears, but man, they work so good to help just seal off that neck area.
Yeah. It
really helps to keep you warm.
If it's, you know, above 40, even high 30s, I'll wear that as a head.
Yeah, yeah. Because your head can actually breathe.
Right. But once it gets below 30s, I'm wearing a hat.
Yep. And then into the 20s, you want that neck warmer on.
Below the 20s, when you start getting in the teens.
Yeah.
Yeah, the neck warmer. You start covering up more skin at that point.
More layers, more skin covering. Yeah.
So,
yeah, run out and get some stocking stuffers for your loved ones. And then this one, which will transition us from the stocking stuffer section into the medium ticket type section, would be socks.
Oh, yeah.
Socks can be super cheap or they can be pretty expensive.
But, oh, my gosh, a good pair of socks in the winter especially.
Yeah, yeah, and even if it's... you might think, well, what a waste. You know how many socks I have taken with me knowing that, like, I don't care what happens to these, so I'm going to throw them in there. I have, here's a for example, perfect example. I went on a trip to Gettysburg with a bunch of guys, and it was really cool. I'd never been to Gettysburg before, but when I was there, I wanted to run, and I set up this, like, nice, I don't know, I think it was a half marathon around Gettysburg and hitting a bunch of spots. Well, I did not think it was going to be cold at all. And so I took my running, I used them as mittens on my hands. Yes, it was perfect. So you never know. Get socks. They're dual purpose. They can be used as socks or mittens.
Little known fact, don't cheap out on socks.
Yeah, that's a good point.
For running, they might be a little bit. You might think they're really expensive because you can buy a sock as a sock, but when you're running, a sock is not a sock.
No, and as you increase your mileage, that becomes more and more important.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Whether you're – and different strokes for different folks. Like, you can – like, some people can run in wool and some people can't. And some people can run in cotton and some people can't.
Yeah, I don't like wool socks. I feel like they fall apart. But
I am in the I can do either one. I've had really good success with the Smart Wool, and then like there's a couple other brands, but I do like my Exoskins.
I was just gonna say that, you know, no sponsorship there, but nope. I would always wear that is my favorite sock.
Yeah,
I wear them hiking too.
And I should say if it's anything over, I would say a half marathon, 10 miles. I'm wearing Exoskins.
But they're
just damn.
$20 a pair probably, right?
At least, yeah.
At least.
And then your compression ones, the knee-high ones are probably like 40, if I had to guess, something like that.
But that's from 1980. You don't have to wear those.
Oh, man, no. I wear them. I would have to look it up.
That wears them up to your knee, and then you wear shorts, so there's this much of your
bike. Well, yeah, I do that in the winter. Because I have, like, so I can wear shorts – with those, and I don't have to wear tights. So I only have my knees showing, basically. Or I wear the capri-styled tights with those, and that works really well. But, no, there are – I'd have to look it up. There is benefit to compression.
Oh,
now, during the race, they say it's less fatigue.
I used to do that all the time. I don't anymore. I just
– Yeah. It's really good for recovery. That said, there are benefits, and it has to do with blood flow. And I don't know.
To put those on if you're flying after a race. So you put on those compression socks to actually as you're traveling, which is a good idea. It's not necessarily that you should always run in them, but they're good for after too.
Yeah, and I think the study that I saw actually said it is actually not the best to always train in them because of what they're doing or something. I don't remember exactly. Don't quote me on it, but there is a study that has been done on those. And
we need to come up with our own brand again, but I want to do them so they look like old school with the three stripes at the top. So they look obnoxious like that.
Yeah.
We'll bring it back, just like Furbies.
I will say, though, that if you feel good in them, wear them, because there's nothing wrong with it. There's 1,000% nothing wrong with it.
Look at you being nice.
Yeah, so those would be stocking stuffer / medium ticket, because they can get up a little bit in price. But then speaking of medium ticket, let's jump into the different things. So let's start with headphones. Again, that could be a low price, because you could do super cheap $10-$15 ones.
You could.
And the only reason I say that is how many phones
can you plug in and put cheap ones on anymore? Everything is wireless now, so you're going to spend some money on that.
Yeah, you can still get the little dongle that plugs in. But all that, I only bring up the super cheap ones. No, you can get the little dongle.
The dongle for $100 and you get a cheap pair of
$10 headphones. Yeah. But they're good because you don't care what happens to them.
True.
If you lose them at a race or whatever, if you know, and I'm not saying wear them in a race, because some people are in this camp of like, oh, no, you can't wear them in a race. Hey, do whatever makes it an enjoyable experience for you, as long as you're not
just
less enjoyable for others.
Be aware of people around you.
Yes.
One of my pet peeves.
Yeah.
Where's Chris George? I'm angry about this.
Chris said Mitch has a lot of pet peeves. He took out of the last episode that Mitch just has a lot of pet peeves.
I do.
He does.
I do. And don't do any of that stuff. That's my pet peeve.
That is annoying. Yeah. So you could do the cheap ones, but you could also step it up and get your significant other, your loved one, your friends, the like bone conducting ones, are wireless, which are super nice. And there's a safety factor to that. They don't cover the ear.
Yeah. Yeah, I bought a pair of those last year. I don't run with music or headphones very often, but when I do, those things are amazing. Like they kind of like sit on your ear.
I don't always wear headphones.
Yeah, I don't.
But
always.
When I do,
but I love them things because they're connected. I don't know how people run with like the ones that are just stuck in your ear. They fall out of my ear.
Oh, I know, like the Apple ones?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. You must have, like, a specific ear, like, canal that
can do that
and hold it. Mine don't.
They fall out of my ears.
100%. Mine fall out of my ears sitting down.
Doing nothing.
Yeah. I move my head, and I'm like, what happened? I lost one. You can do headphones, jackets.
Jackets can be expensive because I bought my wife a jacket last year, the year before, and it was a couple $100. It was a decent one, though. It was a good one.
Yeah, yeah. And I would say when you jump into the jackets or that, make sure you get a gift receipt because size matters. You don't want this giant, baggy, 80s-looking jacket.
I did great. It fitted perfectly.
Although that is coming back.
Yeah.
So maybe parachute pants will be next.
Yeah.
No, but you could do jacket, a pair of tights. These are
if you buy tights and you're buying for the right person, you might have to buy a pair of shorts with them.
Yeah, right.
If there are shorts over tights person.
You know what we're going to come up with? So we have socks. We're going to come up with a pair of socks, right? We're also going to come up with a pair of tights that have the shorts incorporated in above.
It won't be a skirt for girls, like how the girls have skirt, like the skirts with tights. Yeah. It'll be for guys. It'll be for dudes.
Yep. So that'll be our tights brand.
Yeah.
And it'll have I'll the be shorts. Like, that's,
they're connected. You have to wear them that way. So then they can feel
to wear them.
Then they'll feel good about it.
How are the dogs just coming in here? Like, I thought I shut that door. I don't know what's going on. Our dogs are joining us for this podcast. So excuse us if we have to catch a camera or do something. But jackets, tights, shirts, compression, or a running specific. Although, Mitch, you made a good point. How many shirts do we really need when it comes to this specifically?
I don't buy very many running shirts. I did buy some that I thought were going to be softer because I was having a problem when I ran.
Yeah.
And because I was getting tore up.
Yep. It is nice to change it up. I will say that. I do like to, normally 90% of the time, especially in the summer when you sweat a lot, I wear Exoskin. They have a new version 3 or 4 or something like that coming out. So, and it addresses some of the issues that you didn't like.
Oh yeah, because
lightening it up,
shirts
lightening it up, and they get rid of the moisture quicker.
Because that the shirts I have, I want to return them.
Yeah,
after I don't know how many. And years. I agree. They carry water. They just do.
You're not the only one that has said that, obviously, because they've addressed that in this next version. So anyway, I wear.
They better compression. Give me a discount to buy one then.
You get a discount through me.
Like that's trade shirts.
Yeah. So I wear compression. However, I do like to change it up at times and just wear a soft shirt because, mm-hmm. it can get a little bit just like, man, it's not quite as comfortable as just a tank top, like a cotton. Oh. All right. That's a shaky cam. 1 second. Come
on. I think they got in and then they got lost once they got in here. Like they didn't know what to do, and they couldn't figure out how to get back out.
Because, all right, picking back up. I've kicked the dogs out, and we're back. A camera almost did go over, so we had to say pause. So, shirts. I like sometimes to wear a comfortable shirt and not a compression shirt. Not that the compression shirts are super uncomfortable.
Well,
it's just,
this time
you know,
of year, we're putting on weight. For that January weight loss competition.
Yeah.
So right. they don't fit as well.
No. So, anyway, shirts, if you're going to do that, might be a good idea to know what they're actually maybe looking for. But so I would put that on the fringe type gift. Another thing you can do is just a race entry.
Yes. And
this can be medium or big ticket.
And that's a plug. Because we're always looking for race entries.
Yeah, so if you're a race wanting to give a gift, we will take one. Just email us at idontknowrunning@gmail.com.
And one of the 12 states that I need yet.
Yeah, and what are those?
Well, I have to think about it, but Alaska, Hawaii, a little place to stay there would help.
take what you can get, though.
Idaho, South Dakota, New Mexico, Alabama, Georgia, Maryland, New Jersey, New Hampshire. I'm starting to lose after that. Vermont.
Massachusetts. Still waiting on that one. There's a potential there. I still think there's potential there. So race entries, obviously that's an easy one. Obviously you want to know whoever you're getting it for.
You know, and maybe it's a destination race.
Yeah, so that'd be the big ticket one.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, in my house, you do that for anniversary trips.
Yeah. Apparently, it is. You guys have done that a lot.
It's great.
But that, I mean, it works out, though, because you do get to go to a destination.
I'm telling you, Glacier was fantastic this year.
Yeah.
So the
Alaska race, will be wonderful as well.
The race is one day.
Have you landed that, Alaska?
I am looking at it pretty serious now.
So, race entry, that could be little or medium ticket to big ticket. Running packs.
Yeah.
And again, this would be something on the fringes, I would say, because this can be pretty specific.
I tell you, from my experience and both of our experience in running packs, like, you like the orange mud.
Yep.
I don't mind it, but I get sick of it. Like, yeah. It sits so high on your shoulders.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so much personal preference, because mm-hmm. I like to change it up. I don't mind it certain days, but I like I have the ultimate direction.
Yep.
I like that it fits tighter.
Yep.
But it is. It's such – it is a fringe kind of thing.
Because super personal preference. So you might land something good, and they might not like it. But,
man, if you are go down the pack road, expect to try a few different packs.
Yes. Yeah. And this might be a good way for them to try a right. different pack.
Yeah.
Yeah. So another thing would be a gear or equipment bag. So we always have to –
Yeah.
Pack up stuff.
I still think that should be a do that instead of a shirt for a race. That'd be a pricey race. Oh,
yeah. But. Yeah. Yeah. And I guess you could do, I'm just thinking, there are cheap bags, but you got to be careful, right? But the shirts are pretty cheap too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, maybe it would be a little bit more, but it might be worth it too.
Yeah, put your logo on the bag instead. Yeah. How many people look at that bag and think, I got to run that race?
Yes, yeah. Because that is a cool swag item, a bag. You
know, another one I just thought of is that it's not that expensive is lights, like running lights.
Oh, yeah, we put that in the medium. Safety. Well, actually, it could be in between, yeah.
Safeties, you know, like you got to be seen while you're out there this time yeah. of year. So yep. it's one of those things, like for a loved one, if you're worried about them being out there, you can get the vests that have all kinds of lights on them, or you can yeah. get just a headlight. But if they're out there running without a light in the dark, that would be something that you should buy them now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. And again, this can be – sorry, excuse me. This can be actually a cheap item.
Mm-hmm.
You can get those headlights for like some of the cheap ones for like $20, right?
Yeah, and you can get those little blinkers that they just put on their back. Those are cheap. You can buy like a box of those.
Oh, what are you talking about?
I'd say a headlight are cheap too, but you can get those little those little blinky lights that you put
those
on the back.
Those can be super cheap.
Oh, yeah.
And those are a good, yeah, you're right. For a safety, from the safety side of things, those are really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
When we used to do a running group, with church, we used to have those in a cabinet and hand them out at night
for that people makes to go sense. Run. That's smart. That's really smart. And that's something that your runner a lot of times will not buy for themselves,
right.
but they'll use it if they have it. And right. so those are something that are really good to get for your runner.
Dan's wife bought him one of those high-vis vests last year, and he wears it in the morning now.
There you go.
So
good anything gift. Safety-oriented for the runner is a good gift because mm-hmm. The chances are they won't buy it for themselves, but they'll use it if they have it.
Here's another one I thought of is a road ID with their name on it.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's a good one.
Because how many people carry ID while they're out there? That's another good gift.
Yeah, it is. I wore mine for a lot of years, and I don't know why I got away from it.
I lost mine.
Well, sounds like I know what to tell Tammy to get you for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a week.
And that's it.
That's it. That's all you get. That's your ticket. Something else would be, and this one, I think this is a cool one. This has got to be timely a little bit, would be race gear from their favorite race that they have finished. So be careful there. So Mohican 100 for me. I've finished it. Getting a hat that says Mohican 100 or something like that, or anything that they really liked, like the Air Vapor one that I did that you went out to. What one was
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah.
Javelina.
Yeah.
Something like that. I mean, that's cool swag stuff or just gear that I would wear.
Funny story, when you can get for them. When I signed us up for Missoula Marathon, when we went to Montana, they always, like a lot of races have the gear, like you can buy gear right there. I'm like, oh, that's a cool sweatshirt. So I bought myself a sweatshirt and I signed my wife up at the same time and I didn't get her a sweatshirt.
Uh-oh.
my excuse was is that they didn't have a different color. She didn't want to completely match me. So we bought her one at the expo.
Ah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, race gear, that is, and that is, the a lot of the times the race gear is way better that you're purchasing than the free swag stuff. I mean, it just is, right? It's just, it's nicer. So how that's many, why.
How many half shirts do you have from race?
Yeah.
We should go through that. We'll wear our half shirts here that just don't fit.
Yeah. So, yeah, so get them some race gear, and there's all kinds of race gear. It doesn't have to be a sweatshirt. It doesn't have to be a shirt. It can be a hat. It can be gloves. It could be – I have Indiana Trail 100 gloves that I wear all the time. I love them. This is Indiana Trail 100. Love them. And they are the cheapest looking gloves.
Oh, for me, but it's
some it's of the best hoodies. Swags. Hoodies are amazing.
I love hoodies. I wear a hoodie every day.
All right, let's jump into some big ticket items. Now – Mitch, you can just listen to this for me. Feel free. If you want to pick one of these and get this for me.
Treadmill?
I mean, I have one. That's a nice one.
I could use one.
We didn't put that on the list.
I know, but I'm putting it on there now.
There we go. Anybody, that is a big ticket one.
Anybody that wants to is sick of listening to me complain about winter running.
And falling down. And
falling down, hitting my head, getting a black eye. You can pitch in, get me a treadmill.
Did you run this morning?
I did.
Did everybody stay upright?
Yeah.
It was slick.
Not by us.
That's amazing. I know it was spotty, but it was slippery.
Yeah, no problem by us. Nothing.
Yeah. So, yeah, get Mitch a treadmill.
Yeah.
You could also do – I initially thought shoes, but shoes are so specific.
Unless you know their brand. And
exactly.
And you're not creative
like,
at all.
I would actually know what to get Nicole. She gets Brooks Ghost all the time.
But,
she loves
know,
that
kind of,
shoe.
I
it
kind
works
of feel
for
like
her.
That's utilitarian. Like, it's something that they're going to buy anyway. You know, it's nothing special. Yeah. Like a jacket, you'd be like, oh, this is, I splurged.
Yeah, but shoes are, I mean, I guess it could be both. It is something
unless
that they
you
know they're going to need.
Of race shoes, that'd be something.
Yeah, I suppose that could pricey. Be. Yeah. But, yeah, shoes / gift card to their favorite running store. Again, coming back to the local, sport local.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing would be the trip to a destination race. Mm-hmm. We kind of talked about that a little bit. A race entry. Again, that could be both medium / big ticket. We have a Stride running pod or a pod. Now, this could be medium to big ticket because they're not super cheap. What is it, $150 or so?
Yeah, and it's a different method of training. And if they're interested in trying something different, that would be, you know, kind of thinking about it and do something different.
And it is really good. It does give you a ton of information and information delivered differently than our typical pods that do. So
yeah.
It's just whether or not you want to utilize that information.
Or like. We probably have it on the list here, too. It's just a running watch.
We do. That's next. Yeah, running watch. That is definitely bigger to very big ticket.
Man, you see the prices on the latest, like the latest Garmin, how much that is?
The Fenix 7 just came down $200. They must have the new one coming out.
Well, there's,
their most recent Fenix.
Yeah, but
is normally 800-ish.
I think the latest one was like a grand.
Yeah. Yeah, the Enduro. But this is the Fenix line. So the Fenix line has not had a new one for a couple of years because they had the Enduro come out. But now these big savings on the Fenix, I'm thinking another Fenix is coming. And maybe it already has. Maybe I just haven't seen. Very well could be. And everybody's listening going, well, duh, that was released a month ago.
You're kind of behind usually.
But here's the thing. I looked at it and I went, I could get a new Fenix. And I thought, mine works fine. Mine is not broken. It works really well, and it does everything that I need. The only thing it does not do is if I started to get very active with 100s again, I would get another.
Yeah.
I would get a Fenix 9 or an Enduro.
That lasts longer.
Yeah, I do not want to have to charge during the race. It's kind of annoying. You got to carry a battery with you. You got to take the watch off, put it on the charger. You got to figure out a way to put it on. Mm-hmm. It's kind of annoying, but so I would do it for that. If I got very active again with 100s, I would definitely get another one. But yeah, get yourself, and I would caution, definitely do a gift receipt with this one and be okay if they want a specific one, because that is, I mean, I look at mine, I bought mine specific for several reasons, tries, golf, and running, but all three, and to be able to wear it like a watch.
My wife got me my watch as a gift for me.
Yep.
I didn't think she'd do it.
But you knew, or she knew what you wanted.
Well, I sent her a picture of it every day for like 6 months.
There you go.
I don't know how she could mess that up.
Yeah.
I had to be very specific.
Well, that's a way to do it. Yeah. So, yeah, if you're going to do that, make sure you know that you are getting specifically what they want, because that is an item that's very specific, or make sure you get a gift receipt and be okay if they swap it. And I'll say that. Be okay if they swap it. And then one more thing we kind of threw on there kind of last minute was the compression / boots /
recoveries. Boots.
Yeah, boots.
They really are. They're recovery boots, but they're a compression. Yeah, Brian has a pair of those.
And he said they are great.
Yeah.
They actually work really well.
Use them in the car, like while we're driving.
Yeah,
yeah. Not while he's driving.
Yes.
While I'm driving, he's in the back with the boots on.
Yep. And it does get really good reviews and results, that it does work well. It doesn't make you brand new the next day.
Right. But the other side of that, too, is a percussion massager. Those work pretty good, too.
Yeah, that's another good gift. That's another thing. And that can be high, medium to big.
It's a few $100.
Yeah. Anywhere from, I would say, $150 for the decent ones to $300.
Any of that recovery stuff.
Like
You could look at foam rollers. You can look at just normal rollers, any of that stuff that people won't necessarily buy it from themselves, but that's a great gift idea.
Yep. That's a good point. So get out, grab yourself, or grab your runner, something for their stocking, something medium, or get them that big ticket item.
Stop sitting on the couch watching Christmas movies or whatever that Hallmark, and get out there and get your shopping done.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do.
Splurge on your favorite runner, especially if it's us.
Yes. So
our favorite gifts right now are
race entries.
Yes. Send us race entries. idontknowrunning@gmail.com. If we haven't mentioned that, it's idontknowrunning@gmail.com. Attention, Lewis. I'll let Mitch know if it matters.
Got to be two. Yeah, because then we can review that race, too. So that would be a good,
We will review, honestly, every race that we get an entry into, for sure.
I hope to do that as I run a race, is do a breakdown every time.
Yeah, that is something we talked about.
And we should try to run some together.
Yeah, and I'm looking at that one that I mentioned. We're going to talk about this more in next week's episode, but there is one I found out I want to do, and it's in March.
Okay.
So that gets me moving.
All right. Yeah, sure.
Two and a half months away.
Uh-huh. I've heard this one.
I am motivated by being signed up. 100%. If I don't, that's why I say I'm a self-admitted lazy ultra runner.
Mm-hmm.
I need that motivation.
I love it.
I love everything about this. I have motivation behind races. I love the race.
Yeah. I like to travel.
Yeah, obviously. Got 12 states left. So get out, enjoy getting something for your runner and seeing their face as they open up that gift and are so overjoyed with what you got them. Hopefully it's the right thing.
Don't screw this up.
And for those who receive it, just put on a smiley face for crying out loud and be happy.
Damn it, I got socks again.
Yeah.
I guess, for that matter, we'll just take it all the way back to our traumatized childhoods and get running underwear for them. Just do it up.
Yeah.
So that way,
if you're going to do that, it's runderwear. Get runderwear. They are amazing underwear for runners. They're literally, it's called runderwear.
And then you can complain, like if you get it, what'd you get for Christmas? I got
underwear.
Frickin' underwear again.
And socks.
That's classic.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas. And that's going to wrap up this week's episode of the I Don't Know Running podcast. Check us out on Facebook. Check us out on YouTube. Like, subscribe, and share it with somebody. And
I think that's it. You freeze?
I did, because I always do that first. That's going to wrap up this week's episode of the podcast. Be sure to tune in next time as we share more about what I just don't know.
Yeah, which isn't very much. So until then, happy running.